The lone surviving terrorist from last week's Mumbai attacks is talking. Investigators say he's given more details about planning for what's been dubbed India's 9/11. Those details are crucial to the police in New York, ground zero of America's 9/11. The NYPD has moved quickly to glean lessons from the Indian tragedy and to share those lessons with public and private security officials. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
The auditorium at NYPD headquarters was packed. Hundreds of people came to find out how they could prevent a commando-style urban attack from happening here. New York police sent some of its top counterterrorism experts to India, and one of them called into the meeting.
Yes, hello. This is Captain Brandon Del Pozo from the New York City Police Department. Good morning in New York.
Del Pozo had been on this kind of duty before. When terrorists blew up commuter trains outside of Mumbai in 2006, the NYPD sent Del Pozo to investigate. The people gathered in New York soaked in the details from his latest briefing.
They fired in controlled bursts. We made observations of the battle damage at several locations throughout Mumbai, and there was nothing that indicated automatic weapons fire. It was three bullets here, three bullets there.
He said the crime scene showed that there were very few high shots. That's an important piece of information because when an automatic rifle is fired, it has a big kick. The weapon rises, and you end up getting rounds well above head level.
These were gentlemen who were trained in the use of these weapons and who fired them in a controlled manner.
Del Pozo said one of the problems was that security officials in India were prepared for attacks only with which they were familiar. So hotels put up barricades and search vehicles for bombs, but didn't have armed guards to stop shooters. At the train station, they screened bags and had bomb-sniffing dogs, but they didn't arm their officers with the heavy weapons needed to fight a handful of commandos intent on low-tech destruction.
Hindsight is 2020, of course, and we don't have all the information as to what the police in Mumbai did.
That's New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. He said information is still coming in, but it's clear that without a rapid response team, automatic weapons, and intense counter-surveillance, the Indian police were at a disadvantage. Kelly said information is key.
We have a very proactive intelligence gathering and analytical capability that hopefully will assist us in preventing something like Mumbai from happening.
And the NYPD does live training exercises against such an attack as well. They held one yesterday at an old airfield in Brooklyn.
Shots fired, patrol response to the scene.
Deputy Chief James Malloy leads the Emergency Services Unit at the NYPD.
We believe that the perpetrator is secured and at that location in a specific area of the building.
Helicopters fly low overhead. Three police officers shimmy down ropes to a nearby rooftop. They make their way down to the ground and start moving toward a low-slung two-story building where the suspect has been cornered. Tactical vehicles, they look like armored personnel carriers, rumble up. The officers set off smoke bombs for cover, then get a command to move in. Experts say if Mumbai police had practiced similar exercises, the carnage could have been limited. Law enforcement officials say every terrorist episode provides important clues. This time, for example, the attackers were so well trained, they didn't need to speak. They used hand signals. The best way to derail that kind of enemy, police say, find their training camps. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.